I'll be describing at the talk on Thursday when I first set off to come through the Northwest Passage nearly 27 years ago, and how it took me 4 years to achieve undertaking a transit, compared with now, when last year I came through in 21 days. And that says a lot about global warming, which is now progressing at a very fast speed.
You've taken pictures in your travels, and you brought some of those along?
Yeah, there's lots of photographs of ice conditions, wildlife, polar bears, penguins down in Antarctica, elephant seals, sea lions, fur seals, leopard seals. So there's quite a variety of different photographs of scenic and of wildlife.
Are many of them from last year's voyage? Or?
Not so much, because last year, oddly enough, the voyage was done mainly in fog. And the ice conditions weren't very impressive in photographs. It was just a little bit of sea ice, but not like 27 years ago, where the whole, say, Lancaster Sound would be covered in ice as far as the eye could see. And also leads opening up, etc., etc. There's none of that, or pressure ridges at all. So, yes, the difference is changed very, very considerably.
Has this been a good place to leave the boat and base out of?
Oh, yes.
Excellent.
We've had all the facilities here. And as David was just saying, we've been quite overwhelmed by the hospitality that we've received on every hand. The local people, sailing people, fishing people around here have given us wonderful supplies of fish and prawns and crabs.
Yes.
And we've had particular great kindness from a very nice couple called Grant and Lila Trask, who've opened their house to us and allowed us to use their facilities, and are always ready with a smile to help us with all the things we need to do. I'm just coming back to what David was saying. The actual transit from the Davis Strait to the Bering Strait, which is the entire length of the Northwest Passage, actually took us 19 days, 19 hours and 20 minutes. And we hold the world record for being the first private boat to make the transit through the most northerly route possible. And actually, I was invited along because I'm a great niece of Sir John Franklin, who, as you probably know, lost his both his ships, the Erebus and the Terror, and all his men, and lost their lives from the hardships they encountered, and their ships, and those two ships have never been found since. Anyway, here we are in Petersburg, and we're about to set off, we hope, on an adventurous voyage north to revisit the route we took before, with a different outcome at the eastern end, which David is not prepared to speak about at this moment. So he wishes to be the first person to complete the transit if ice allows it.
This is your second trip through, though, with him, and you're back on the boat. How does it feel?
This will be my second trip with him, and I can tell you that this morning, if you'd come, you'd have found me standing on my head trying to put a whole lot of stores down below when I thought we were already had a full cargo. But David is not prepared to take any risks, so we have to have spares for everything and enough food to go around the world with, probably twice over, I should imagine.
I can't imagine. It's hard for me to plan a camping trip for 3 days or something and have enough supplies. How do you do it in gas and food and water and all that stuff?
Well, the water, David is always watching me for the water, because I rather like to have a wash in the mornings. And the first time when we set off, I'm afraid we ran out of fresh water very quickly, because we only carry 65 gallons. So I learnt the hard way and ended up washing in the salt water. And as regards the diesel stove, we have a Dickinson, and we have a paraffin stove, a Wallis stove. And I have to be very careful with that, or I'll have David jumping on me saying, "You need to turn that off now. We don't need that anymore. Put on another sweater."
But the boat must be otherwise just filled with fuel to make it that long.
We take on roughly 2,250 gallons, and that hopefully gives me a mileage of about 5,000 miles range. And we'll take on a little bit of spare fuel just in case of emergency. But we burn diesel in the Dickinson stove, so that we have to go easy with that heat as well, because every gallon has to really be 2 or 3 miles further to our objective.
And food for possibly months at a time, big change from Sir Franklin's days, I think, right?
Yeah, basically we're catering for a year and a half at sea, so that if we got iced in, we'd be iced there or iced in for certainly a period of nearly 11 months. So we have to allow a safety margin. And then the other part is from now to, say, carrying out the transit. So we've got, say, a good 9 months of emergency rations.